Roland nodded. I've thought for a long time that they must also be giving us some kind of, I don't know, brain booster. But with so many pills, it's impossible to tell which one it might be. Which one it is that makes us cannibals or vampires or both. He paused, looking down at the improbable sunray. He extended his hands on both sides. Dinky took one, Stanley the other.
Watch this, Dinky said. This is good.
Ted closed his eyes. So did the other two. For a moment there was nothing to see but three men looking out over the dark desert toward the Cecil B. DeMille sunbeam. And they were looking, Roland knew, even with their eyes shut. The sunbeam winked out. For a space of perhaps a dozen seconds, the Devar toy was as dark as the desert, and Thunderclap Station, and the slopes of Stiktiti. Then that absurd golden glow came back on. Dinky uttered a harsh but not dissatisfied sigh and stepped back, disengaging from Ted. A moment later, Ted let go of Stanley and turned to Roland.
You did that? The gunslinger asked.
The three of us together, Ted said. Mostly it's Stanley. He's an extremely powerful sender. One of the few things that terrify Prentice and the Lowmen and the Taheen is when they lose their artificial sunlight. It happens more and more often, you know, and not always because we're meddling with the machinery. The machinery is just... He shrugged. It's running down.
Everything is, Eddie said.
Ted turned to him, unsmiling. But not fast enough, Mr. Dean. This fiddling with the remaining two beams must stop, and very soon, or it will make no difference. Dinky, Stanley, and I will help you if we can, even if it means killing the rest of them.
Sure,
Dinky said with a hollow smile. If the Reverend Jim Jones could do it, why not us?